With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Soap operas. What would America be like without the soaps?
The Emmy award-winning The Young and the Restless. This portion sponsored by...
As the World Turns. This portion brought to you today by...
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Now you can walk into a supermarket, bookstore, or newsstand and pick up a paperback version of your favorite soap.
We go back to the very beginnings of every soap opera. So in the case of Guiding Light, for example, that's been on 50 years. 37 on television, the rest on radio. We go back to the very first scripts and novelize those scripts.
That's Sidney Seltzer, whose Pioneer Communications Network is publishing novelized forms of the major TV soap operas, such as Dallas, Knots Landing, Another World, 8 in all.
There are fans that kept scripts. There are archives. For example, Erna Phillips, who created Guiding Light and some of the other shows, has scripts that were endowed to a university. They went into warehouses in Brooklyn.
The paperbacks are issued each month and move forward in time, just like the soaps themselves.
Listen, Audrey, I know that Meg Snyder is a patient of yours, and as such, you're not really allowed to discuss that with me or anybody else. If I told you that Dusty was the father of her child, would that make any difference to you?
Why are the soaps so popular?
Some of it is fantasy. Some of it is escapism, romanticism.
Darling, don't worry about her, please. She's going to be all right. So's the baby.
Well, I hope so, Mom. I just... keep thinking about that miscarriage she had.
As the world turns, The Young and the Restless, Guiding Light. Watch them and read them as paperback novelizations issued each month by Pioneer Communications Network. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A couple of years ago, Sidney Seltzer happened to be in a TV network control room and saw three monitors, each showing a different soap opera. 3 weeks later, Seltzer formed Pioneer Communications Network to acquire the rights to turn the soaps into novelization.
It took me a year and a half to get the first contract. We were a nobody company. I was dealing with a giant like Procter & Gamble. They owned five of the soaps.
Roy and Hal came by and they talked to Margot. Do you know what they said to her? They wouldn't tell me a thing.
Big news.
What?
Channing case is closed.
Really?
Yeah, Denise Darcy, Barbara's model, confessed.
Denise!
Now, there are eight soaps and serials books, paperback versions of eight shows, including Days of Our Lives, Dallas, The Young and the Reckless. They're in supermarkets and thousands of other retail stores across the country.
Every time a potential viewer of the show came into the supermarket, they saw Guiding Light, As the World Turns, Another World.
The separation papers that Hope served you with.
You don't have to worry about those. I'm not going to sign them.
Marianne Cooper, who writes a soap opera column, is the story editor for the series.
She takes the scripts, works up an outline. That outline is then given to a writer, and most of the writers that we use either are Harlequin silhouette romance writers, or they come off the shows themselves.
I can't sleep. I keep thinking about that man. The man who killed my grandmother just running around free.
Who watches the soaps? Housewives, of course, but...
firemen, ball players, people who work it in the evening.
If you missed any part of your favorite soap, catch up each month with the continuing paperback series, Soaps and Serials.
What's wrong with Ava?
She took off work early to go and see Craig in prison, and we haven't heard from her since.
Oh, Mama, I think she's just upset because she knows that Craig is still in love with Sierra.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.